This is Dr. Spence. I'm going to ask you a question, Mary and Blake. Indicated pursuit now developing GERD dysphagia. So dysphagia stands for shaking dilation in the past. Abdominal pain. Date of birth is 11/6/1891. Normal Z and nerves in the chest, including the stand of esophagus or barosophagus. Question of triangulation esophagus, so I did a bias for the mid esophagus and the distal esophagus, what is in the esophagus? So, position for sure, patient without no competition. Final number. Question of triangulation esophagus, bias you were taking from the distal esophagus and mid esophagus to eastern esophagus. Number two. No evidence in the chest, kids ring or esophagus or barosophagus. No nerve in the mid esophagus. Number three. Patient, a few numerous gastric polyp, large one, slightly diagnosed. Number five, multiple endocrine, number six, question of exam, recognition. I wait for the cell biopsy, for a little bit of to therapy, I wait for gastric polyp biopsy, number two. Number three, I wait for the esophagus biopsy, made a distal esophagus, raised from esophagus, because the positive will treat accordingly, appropriately with the flow end or end slash endocort. Number three, if we continue with the proton, permanent return will be double dose of protons from 40 milligrams to once a day to twice daily. Patient said she has a schedule for MRI, so we're going to wait for the MRI of the abdomen to rule any top down pelvic pathology contributes to abdominal pain. Follow one to his invitation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Laura Hitchcock, and copy Dr. Paul and Sandy. They have a shift every March 2nd to 23rd. That's March 2nd to 23rd. Patients are